from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
But the cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah. I am the cream. Yeah, let me say it. Yeah. Let me say it out loud. The cream of the crop. I am the cream. I am the cream. Yeah. The cream of the crop. I'm on my way. On balance.
Hey, man. Shout out to Macho Man. I'm not even a big wrestling guy, but everybody knows the Macho Man.
Yeah.
And the cream rising to the top. Alex, remember when Alex Bregman said that?
Yeah.
And he was struggling.
Yeah.
Like beyond struggling. And he said, the cream always rises to the top. It has. I mean, it has. Astros and White Sox today. First of all, that's got to be a sweep, right?
It have to. Mm-hmm. I would be disappointed if they lose one game. And I know, look, man, it's cool. I know everybody lose a game once in a while.
Well, they swept the Mariners.
Yeah.
Which was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And good fortune.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the way the Astros been playing, they got to just sweep the White Sox, man.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking as well. I mean,
don't go into this like a trap game.
In May, or maybe even into June, I would have said, oh, man, who knows? The White Sox might get them, you know, because they were struggling like crazy and everything else. But now, I mean, the Astros, 10 games over 500, 8 in a row, 3 games clear of the Mariners, locked up the playoffs pretty much. I think it's like 82% chance or something like that. And you know, they got the other teams looking behind them. Not just the Mariners. The Mariners are behind them now, literally. But hell, like some of these other teams in the AL.
Yeah, they like six. I want to say they like six games behind the Guardians with the best record.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Guardians, as of today, the Yankees, and the Orioles all have 72 wins.
Yeah,
Astros have 65.
Yeah.
Dude.
So they're about six games. Like, yeah.
What's going on?
So, nah, I think they right there.
Yeah.
I think they should be in the conversation.
Yeah.
Whenever talking about, I guess, scary teams.
Right. And when it comes to the White Sox, no longer is it, you know, fingers crossed. Like, we're at a point where the Astros, we should expect them. Now, look, we know baseball pitchers can dominate, and even a really horrible team can beat a really good team. But and Garrett Crochet is pitching. So, you know, he was a guy that the Astros had a eye on before the trade deadline. But Spencer Urquidy has been damn good lately. Hunter Brown has been damn good lately. And then Fromber.
They've all been good. Like every night I've been, you know, I always go to what the starting pitcher do.
Yeah.
They all been solid, man. Yeah. I haven't seen the starting pitcher struggle too much in the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They all been solid.
Yeah. And by the way, the Astros called up one of their best prospects, Shea Whitcomb, They did that officially today, but they were, it was reported yesterday. Now maybe you're thinking, okay, does, what does that mean with Chaz McCormick in the outfield? And we'll see, but he's played almost exclusively on the infield, shortstop and second base. So he's played like 10 or 11 games in the outfield. So maybe, but they're making some moves. They're trying to bolster the lineup and get rid of some of the dead weight, so to speak. And that's kind of where I wanted to be here. Now what? Like now, where does the cream still need to rise? I'm gonna say Altuve.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's been awful, but we've seen what Bregman, you know, what he's doing now that he's dialed in. Yordan's dialed in. Altuve is the heart and soul of this team. You know, I have confidence that it's going to happen, but I want to see it happen pretty soon where he elevates everything.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect answer. I think Altuve, and I don't think he need to get back to MVP Altuve, but if he can be that scary Altuve, yeah. That, oh man,
or clutch,
yeah, clutch Altuve, somebody that Yankee fans are so scared of, that F Altuve type of Altuve,
yes, that guy,
yeah. If he could get back to that, then I think it's super scary. And honestly, look, I don't know where Kyle Tucker is.
Well, right now, that's part of mine too. I want to see some signs.
Yeah, I don't know where he is, and I'm not jogging. Yeah, I'm not even. I'm at a point. I'm not even counting on him. Like if he come back, he come back. But right now, I would be surprised if he end up being shut down for the season.
But
like, I have no idea what to expect.
I don't necessarily think you're wrong. I'm just hopeful because. Like all of a sudden we went from, oh man, they're not very good, they're done, to, okay, they're making a little run, to now it's like, okay, we see the Astros. These are the Astros we know. But if you're going to get to the next level, which is make that run to another ALCS, you got to have Kyle Tucker.
I agree. No,
you got to have Kyle Tucker.
You definitely got to have him. I just don't know if he's available or will be available at that time. But I think right now you definitely need an Altuve. You need that F Altuve type of Altuve.
Yeah.
The guy that just go in when the crowd is going nuts and just break everybody's heart and just run around on bases looking innocent. You need that guy.
I think you need the F Ryan Pressly guy too. I think Pressly needs to be the nails that we saw, you know?
I'm not sure about Pressly, man. I'm a little nervous. It's funny because my dude G-Man, he always call him Ryan Stressley.
Yeah, well, sure.
I just want him to be decent. I don't need him to blow games.
Like,
man.
If we're here, let's take it to the next level then.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I guess I'm just out on him, man. Nah. I just don't. I think he been definitely been playing better, but I don't know. He hasn't. Yeah, I just don't trust that guy, man. He lost my trust.
Yeah.
Every time he go out there, I'm just like, I don't know which Ryan Pressly we going to get.
Yeah.
And if it's good, it's good, but I'm always like nervous every time I see him jog out there.
Yeah. And by the way, tomorrow Texans play at noon. The Astros play at 6. So you can do the double if you're feeling a little frisky.
Double trouble.
If you're feeling
a little double fisting.
A little frisky, a little ambitious, you can do that. Also localizing it here, the NBA released its full schedule yesterday, and there's no real sense in going through a schedule. However, the Rockets, just as a note, the Rockets have 11 games on national television this season. Two on TNT, one on ESPN, 8 on NBA TV. And for the first time since 2019, they open a season at home by hosting Charlotte October 23rd. They're going to play 11 of their first 18 games at Toyota Center. And that's what kind of stood out to me about the Rockets schedule. You get 11 out of 18 at home. They got Golden State among them. That's a good way for a younger team trying to get the next step to get going.
That's a good sign, man, yeah. Because I feel like the schedule makers haven't been too friendly with the Rockets.
Yeah.
And they had like some crazy, you know, on the road type games.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this is a good way to start off the team, man. Yeah. Start off the season, being that young team, kind of gelling together. And I'm kind of excited about the national games too. I know it don't.
Hit, oh yeah.
I know it don't hit like the NFL national games, I think this is a good look. And I wonder if they banking on the Rockets possibly making a big move.
Well, I don't know if they're banking on it, but they're certainly giving them a good look.
Yeah.
You know, with 11 games on national television, then they're going to play the in season tournament. Got to mention that.
I forgot about that.
I still don't like it. Maybe I'll get into it, but man,
who was the the Lakers was the
Lakers beat the
Pacers.
Pacers, yeah.
Yeah, you think the Lakers still celebrating that?
Yeah, they hung a banner. So that Rockets start group play on November 15th against the LA Clippers. Who cares? And then there's this. It's just frustrating, but I do have a question that's going to localize this. So Tom Brady. The dude is calling games already. He's calling games already. And so he just couldn't help himself. He did this video. It wasn't like some interview or anything. He did this video kind of teasing another comeback.
You're just flexing for social media these days. I just want to make sure all those young bucks in the NFL know that if I still wanted to come out of retirement.
All the way out. Go way out, way out.
Oh! They still got something to deal with.
Come on, man.
Dude, man. Tom Brady, man. Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
The gig is up.
It's over.
It's over, it's man. Wrap this up, man.
It's over.
You got what are you trying to accomplish at this point, man?
Why? And
you already the GOAT. You got a bunch of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Just wrap this bleep up. It's over, man. It's over, dog.
And why does Tom Brady need to like get this attention?
Yeah.
He can get attention just walking down the street.
Man, you've been getting attention for the last, 20-something years, yeah. Man. Like, it's over, dog. Just wrap this up, man.
Wrap it up.
Just go into the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
Do your thing there. I know for a fact you're going to get attention for this
already. Yeah.
And before it ain't even start yet.
Yeah.
So just, if you need attention, just go in the broadcast booth and say something, man.
Let it go.
Stop. Yeah, it's over,
Let
man.
Let it go. Here's how I'm going to localize it, though. Do you think there's going to be a point this year where we're going to have that same frustration, that same just let it go, it's over, dog? Mentality with J.J. Watt and all this talk about, you know, they're going to make the call or, you know, is he going to want to play? Do they want him to play? Do you think there's going to be a point or is he still young enough and maybe not as irritating?
I think he's young enough to where because I see it's bothering some people. Some people be like it's over. But remember, he retired out of nowhere to me. I didn't think he was going to retire this early.
And he was still double-digit sacks.
He was still good his last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he probably feel a little older and all that stuff, but he was actually still all right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was washed up and over the age of 40 and all that stuff. No, he was actually still good. So I get it.
We're not going to reach that point this year?
Not this year.
I think mid-season... If this is still, the questions are still asked and they're still vague, you know, like D'Amico has been vague, JJ's been vague whenever they've talked about it. I think we're going to say, come on, come on, yes or no.
Yeah.
Maybe not like it's over, dog. But maybe just like, all right, that's enough. I'm getting frustrated.
I think the part that would irritate me is the social media stuff.
Yeah.
So if somebody get hurt, mm-hmm. and let's say somebody like T.J. Watt, he get hurt or something like that. I don't want J.J. Watt to post a picture shirtless like, hey, if you guys need me. Like, come on, man. Like, though, if you want to play, you're going to play.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Let's
it's not that hard to get back in the NFL if you J.J. Watt.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody going to sign you. Somebody would love to bring you
and
in.
And it could very well be here.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, that's when I get a little irritated.
I think if they keep asking and they're still vague, we're going to get there. All right, don't forget the Baseball Talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use that savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com. J.J. Watt is going to be mentioned again in the next segment, and I have a reason for that. The Texans had interest, reportedly, in a player that was traded yesterday. Why would they have interest in that position, that player, right now? We're going to talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.